Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is a Wednesday, is Wise Wednesday, February the 7th, 2018. We have a live show for you all that's going to be hosted by our good brother, Brother Davis. And today's Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And I kind of named it. I was listening to Brother Davis yesterday, and it's The Great Power Within. So that's what today's show, or wherever Brother Davis feels that he needs to take the show. Definitely, if you would like to get in on a conversation, then please give him a call at 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for today's Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Come with your pen and paper in hand and with your questions, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Call in and actually ask your questions and talk to Brother Davis about some of the things and that he will be talking about and some of the past things. And I think that's very beneficial to all of the listeners. So if you'd like to engage in that, one more time, our number is 704-802-5056. We'll see you. I won't see you in queue. My actual battery on my phone is actually dying. I think I'm going to need to get a new phone real soon here. It's not doing very well, so I'm not going to be on the board. So if you have a question or comment, just say excuse me to Brother Davis when you come in, and then we'll just go from there. Okay, so we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt that's there and give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member of the BTR community. And you could go to www.btrcommunity.com and become a member. And for this month, there is a special that Scotty is having, to where you can sign up for 1 month free, just so you can see the actual platform and how it works and all of the information that's posted there, the social media outlet, that you can just become you can have 1 free month, and then after that free month time is up, then you can decide to become a member, just so that you can check out what it is, and you'll see that you're able to do everything there that you're able to do pretty much everywhere else. And so it is in your benefit to really become a part of that. So come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post things, and it's the only place that I will do any of my social media activities, because it actually is beneficial to the overall network. So for $24 a year, you could become a part of the BTR Community, and you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder, as you have to, which you definitely have, is happening with FedBook, a.k.a. you call it Facebook, or being data mined for in an adverse way. Many people don't realize that their overall profiles are probably exposed to people that you don't want looking at your profile, and you're posting personal things that you wouldn't want them to know, a.k.a. for those of you, your job. They find out stuff about you there. So a bunch of other things. So, and it's used in all different ways. So FedBook ain't free, y'all. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. You can actually be a full-fledged member. You don't have to worry about that type of stuff, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, then you can go to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-N-T-Y-M-I-N-T, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that you are what it is that you would like to acquire or purchase, and they will send you back the proper way to and the overall buying process. And you want to know what that buying process is, because it protects you, and that overall email will not be used for anything else other than that. So you need to know how to buy properly. Just let them know that I sent you. Okay? So with that being said, also, oops, here we go. I am, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to be looking to assist Coins of Change in hiring a marketing VP. We'll give out some of the details for that, because that's really what the Coins of Change platform is in great need of. And I actually sat down with the founder of it, and you know, when we agreed on some of the things that need to be done, and getting a marketing VP is one of them. So I'm going to be sending out a job description or a job offer, or where you can apply if you have the overall experience, or you know someone that will meet the criteria and the experience necessary to hold that type of position. And it may not be the and if it's someone that has the experience, but they may not actually have the where they're looking for that, where they may be able to facilitate the actual VP position. But still, if you have an extensive marketing expertise or extensive marketing experience, I'm going to post here in Tando Radio Show that overall job listing once it's available, and I will make sure that it gets in the right place for you to have an opportunity to grow with a very, very a platform that is, in my opinion, has critical importance, and will be very, very influential going forward in the future. So we'll let you know about that and post that as well. So just wanted to let you know about that. So we're going to jump into what's in the news really quickly, because I don't want my battery to die, and I got to get to Brother Davis. So first article that I posted comes from RT International, which stands for Russia Today International. Syria's military response to Israeli strike near Damascus. And this was, I said on Tuesday that I needed to confirm if something happened, and this was what I was talking about, and I didn't want to put it out until it was actually carried by a more reliable source. And what happened is that, here we go, Israeli warplanes attacked military targets near Damascus from Lebanese airspace. According to Syrian media, state media, the Syrian army claimed that it destroyed most of the Israeli rockets. Syrian official news agency, SANA, said that the military responded to a new Israeli aggression near the capital. And so the overall, that sector of the world is definitely going to implode and explode, and that is going to have meaningful ramifications for our young people here, male and female alike, because remember, they can draft women now into the military for combat. So that is something that you need to know and be ready for, because it is expanding. And like the article that we read on Monday, many think that Israel is going to actually make a full military offensive into Lebanon relatively soon. And I think that that will just be the actual last straw before it all breaks out, because there will be a large military response from that. And it could come from Hezbollah, it could come from Syria, it will come from Iran, and I definitely think that it will come from and then ultimately from Turkey will also respond, and definitely think that Russia will be pulled in that. So a lot going on there. Next article, I got this one from South China
relatively soon, and I think that that will just be
U.S. news actual by bogus email claiming
straw.
Hong Kong Bitcoin crackdown. A likely bogus press invitation has been distributed to U.S. media organizations claiming that the Hong Kong monetary authorities and the People's Bank of China are about to jointly introduce new measures to crack down on all aspects and services in the cryptocurrency space, which was absolutely a lie. And it actually, this was a part of the manipulation to move the cryptocurrency space, Bitcoin and others, down from where they were. Bitcoin had almost reached $20,000, just short of $20,000, and now is hovering around just short of $8,000. And I think that was purposely done because a lot of different reasons, but I'll give you one. Some of the investors that want to get into it that are, which I would consider would be strong-shouldered individuals, they wanted to have their they wanted to shake the overall price of Bitcoin all the way down so that they could get weak hands out, so that they can come back in at a better price, at a better price point or cost per average, because they weren't going to come in at the cryptos where they were at Bitcoin being hovering around or touching or kissing $20,000 for one Bitcoin. But they know where it's going from there. So this was, in my opinion, one of the moves that was happening, and not surprised by this. No, a lot of the stuff that's being said, and remember, we'll talk about that at a later date. I don't want to do that on Wise Wednesday. I want to get Brother Davis to his show, very, very powerful show that Brother Davis is going to have. And just so you know, Brother Davis is going to be coming up with The Great Power Within. So we want Brother Davis to have ample time for his show. Next article, so we'll talk about cryptos later. Next article, I got this one from Express.co. Despite investors' panic market meltdown, people are urged to save and remain calm. Of course they are. They don't want you to, they're going to totally fleece you. And the key is to leverage correctly. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the Global Times. Shares tumble in global stock rout. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from USA Today. And it says, Winter Olympic security workers hit with illness. And it was the norovirus. Let me get off of that one. Let me get off of that. Sorry about some of these platforms jump off real loud. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Russia and RT International, and this one is I actually watched this before actually falling asleep on the couch yesterday. I watched this live on C-SPAN, and here it is from Russia Today, RT International, and it says, quote, country is headed for bankruptcy. Lawmakers question military spending. And I watched the so-called celebrity figurehead Defense Secretary James Mattis, and it was another Air Force general. I believe it was, can't remember his name. But here it is. As the United States Secretary of Defense, James Mattis made a case for more military funding to counter country's threat, and America is experiencing democracy. Some members of the House Armed Service Committee questioned the expenses. In a world awash in changes and increasing threats, there is no room for complacency. And one of the actual House committee members, celebrity figure House committee members, said the country is headed for bankruptcy. Talking about this country. And that overall, we'll take a look at this a little bit later. Very, very important. Heads up, they tell you before they do it, or they tell you what's going on. But I listened to this whole thing, and they actually said that there is no such thing as tactical nukes and everything else. And this, as I was listening to it yesterday, but it was a lot of information that was actually given to the general population, if you are aware of it all. So the setup is definitely, in my opinion, is in place. So check out that article. Next article, got this from Sputnik News, and this one says the slain Russian pilot wingman. When the man pad took out his jet, all bets were off. Now, what does that mean? That they're going to be actually going after everyone that was involved in that. Where did they get those man pads from? Oh, the U.S. gave it to them. So what does that mean? Pretty soon, Russia, Iran is going to be targeting military U.S. military installations, and they're going to be targeting military U.S. military personnel and the overall in the skyways, y'all. That's war. So definitely, that is definitely coming to a head. Check out that article. Next article, my man Roz posted this one from the Free Thought Project. And it says, it's official. News will come directly from the CIA, a former director hired by NBC. But that's where it always comes from. And so, right, this is mainstream media. If you ever look at Cerebrally Naive Network, a.k.a. CNN, you will always see this. They will actually always have CIA operatives, and or they'll say that someone is a former CIA employee. There is no such thing as a former CIA employee. You still are. So that is what they use as their background. That's just how it goes. There is no way that you ever leave that agency. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this. Let me hurry up. This one came from the street, and it says, let me see if I can pull this up. I don't know. No. Okay. So I won't be able to open this up. All right. So Arise posted an article. Let me see if I can get it this way. Are suckers lured? Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Arise got this one from the street. Are suckers being lured back into the stock market just before a fresh crash? And this came from the street. Check out that article. Good article by Rise. Next article, Rise got this one from CCN. Cryptocurrency market could hit $1 trillion in Bitcoin priced at $50,000 by year end. A expert predicts. So check out that article. Another great article here. And I didn't see this one. Rise posted this from the South China Morning Post. China fires up the world's first high powered railgun technology. Remember? Saddam Hussein was getting a rail gun. And so they actually have China has a rail gun. I'm going to have to check that article out. And that is, definitely want to see that one. Check out next article. Roz posted this one. He said, Brother Rio from Melanated Root sent this one to him. Phony PBOC, which stands for the People's Bank of China's email sent to U.S. media aimed to manipulate Bitcoin price. And that was one of the articles we talked about, the second article that we talked about here. Yep, is definitely being done. Next article, Rise posted this one from the South China Morning Post. The upside for China in the U.S. stock market plunge. Check out that article. And a couple of more before we get to Brother Davis. Rise posted this one from Bitcoin News. .com. Venezuela invites OPEC countries to jointly develop oil-backed crypto platform. Yep, definitely will be done. And that's the direction that things are going. Raj posted a couple of more very significant articles. Let me just another one that he posts really quickly is from Hackers News. Watch out, new cryptocurrency mining Android malware is spreading rapidly. This is one of the things why I never, ever, ever put any cryptocurrencies that I have on my phone. Don't do that. I keep it in a more secure place as much as I possibly can, because that is your actual cryptos, and you don't want them to be exposed to everyone else. So that is one more article that we got from Raj from South China Morning Post. It says a second 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit Taiwan. So check out that article. And my man Thomas said they was hit with heart. And the reason why he gave it was hit with heart because, yep, Taiwan is starting to establish closer ties with China. And there is a country or a corporation known as the United States that cannot allow that to happen. So check out that article. And then last one, Raj posted this one from CNN Money. Cities are fighting with the federal government over how to get you cheaper internet. So check out that article. That's what's in the news. So we're going to go to Brother Davis and for the Wise Wednesday. So Brother Davis, you there?
Hey, look there. What bells on, my brother? Good evening, my brother. I'm glad to have another Wise Wednesday, but listen, take a minute. If you guys don't have a pencil and piece of paper beside you, pick it up. Because I'm going to tell you, everything tonight's show, I need you to deal directly with yourself. And the reason being is because you've been highly contaminated, literally. You think about the war. You think about the United States who's coming up with a budget that's supposed to go for 2 years that's going to cost $2 trillion, and we're facing bankruptcy. You think about your children now who might be 14, 15, and 16 who may be looking at a future going to war for a country that really doesn't care about them. You see, all of these things are outside of you. Let's not talk about the homeless. Let's not talk about the hungry. Let's not talk about the social services. All of these things are outside of you. But you know what they do? They agitate you. They keep you in a what's called a dull state of mind. It makes you feel as though you are so inundated. What can you do? And that affects what we called before the self-image. Remember we talked about the self-image? The self-image is composed of the pictures of results and a collection of ideas and definitions described by one as being the kind of person that they are. If you think your self-image is not of the quality of human being, there's a foundation, meaning that what is the quality of a human being? You think about that. If you are convinced that you are a hopeless loser, sensitive person, or a worrywart, then these will be added to the mix in the creation of your self-image. Your self-image is created thus by ideas and a category of being of all kinds of persons or expressions you think you are. Now, when you hear that and you transpose that on all of the news that you're getting, how can you not be inundated with negativity? It really gets deeper than that, because then they turn around and call you a human being. We went over that before. Most people accept the belief that man is a human being as a fact of nature, and have thus laid human foundations on the self-image of all of mankind. Definition, to be human is to be limited in its ability to know, to be, or to achieve. So literally that lowers your personal self-expectations. I'm hoping y'all are getting this. So let's move on to another aspect of what we talked about before. I'm just giving you quick understandings real quick so that you can understand where I'm moving to. Self-image psychology. So there has to be a psychological effect to all of this, right? Around 1950, a semi-annual branch of the psychological self-image psychology board created a stir. People took note on when an educator named Prescott Leakey gave a student who was flunking passing grades, unknown to them, Eventually, the students began to get passing grades on their own. The only thing that had changed in that perception of themselves, they saw themselves as a successful student. That was all their way to achieving passing grades. Other educators experimented with this concept and achieved similar results. Isn't that interesting? Now, in one aspect, we're talking about how you're inundated and you're full of all of this negativity that weighs you down, that literally affects your self-image. And in another aspect, we're talking about the psychological effect of being tricked into thinking you're something you are not, and then you aspire to be what you were tricked into thinking you were. And we haven't even gotten to what is called the psychosis of cybernetic psychology. You see, every time that they lay something on you that's given you an opportunity to figure it out, they upgrade it when they think you're on the verge of being able to say, okay, I understand. There's a reason for that. Because, see, in this state of dullness, you're constantly grabbing for something, and you don't really know what you're grabbing for, only because they tell you it's knowledge. It's good for you to know. But they don't tell you what it's good for, but it's good for you to know. I want to put that out there because I wanted you to understand that everything that you take in becomes a part of you. You see, in reality, you're a vase, you're a voss, a grass, a great voss, okay? And in this container, which is what a voss is, this way be used to carry water, beverage, wine, milk. Likewise, the human heart. Did you get that? Let me point out that literally all of these things are taking me someplace. And I want to take you with me so you understand why things are happening the way they are and why they're not going to change. You have to make the change. The human heart is also a vessel. It is seen as a container which contains thoughts, feelings, desires, unconscious memories, and the mystical term of the heart is a metaphor for the human mind, including the consciousness, subconsciousness, unconscious levels. So that means anything that you see, hear, or think that is contained in your vessel. Now, do you understand why they constantly dumping stuff in your vessel? I'm hoping y'all put that together. Because they're not going to stop dumping stuff into your vessel. And the reason why they're not going to stop dumping stuff into your vessel is because that controls your process, your so-called human evolving, by dumping all this negative stuff in you. Actually, what it is called karma. When they dump so much karma in you that you become so saturated that you really have your self-image changed. Not to your advantage. It's always to their advantage because it leads you to believe that there's nothing that you can do. So that's why you need a pencil and piece of paper to stay abreast of this thought process because they know all this. When they raided the great libraries of our ancestors, they understood there are universal principles at work, and that these universal principles work to your advantage in developing that's called the hereditary talents of your bloodline. They can't control that. So why would they want you to focus on recovering it? Let that sink in. Because if you recover, you may find out that you have a talent or a skill that you never knew was there because it was dormant due to the environmental. The reason why I say environmental is because they couldn't destroy it. They could only destroy everything around it. That's why you're so bombarded. You see, I laugh because now that we are beginning to grasp the truth, it's not about what you're taught. You see, what you're taught is innovation is constantly growing. You got to stay abreast of technology. Hey, it's going to be a part of the future. It's going to control your lives. These are the things they want you to think, because they're all outside of you. Think about that. Regardless of what they do with that stuff, you have no control, and that gives them the power. Why? Because you are following and emulating, let me repeat, and emulating them. Now, for those of you who don't quite understand what that means, I mean, they live in fear. They created the gun. Even with the latest budget, what is the biggest cost in the budget? War machinery. They live in fear. And the reason why they live in fear is because they have precariously stolen what time has always returned. What do I mean by time has always returned? Well, you read today about civilization. As a matter of fact, just the other day I was reading where they have this machine that can see underground, or it bounces sounds off, and I found all of these statues, ancient statues that they never knew existed. And you know what the question is? Should they dig them up? You know why? Because that tells them more about you than it does about them. Wake up, y'all. Because guess what? You're going to leave tonight with an assignment. And the reason why you're going to leave with an assignment is because we have given more of our time to those things we have no control over. We've been victimized by, we've been persecuted, vandalized, incarcerated, you name it. We have been all of that because we are trying to emulate the very people that's doing that to you. Now, listen, I'm not advocating violence, by no means. I'm not advocating going out here and going to war, by no means. Because in reality, that's not the purpose of us as a people. The purpose of us as a people is to serve a greater cause than these simplistic things that go on in the material world. Because they're going on in the material world, they can change in the material world. And guess what? That's not a burden. So people who take on that so-called, well, if things, the cases were changed, I'd treat them the same way. No, you wouldn't. We're not them. Let me repeat that. No, we wouldn't. We are not them. So let me give you a little bit of understanding, because we got to approach this problem in a manner in which we can come up with a solution to be able to at least heal ourselves before it's exposed to the world. Why do I say before it's exposed to the world? Because as you begin to heal yourself and you go through this process, then you become your priority. And when you become your priority, you take on something that you have thought was a lost art called self-discipline. I know some of you picked it up right away, and others are starting to say self-discipline. The system doesn't teach that. And it doesn't teach that because when you become self-disciplined, you make yourself the priority. And they don't want you to make them give yourself a priority. They want the system to be the priority. Because whatever the discipline is to, benefits. So if you are self-disciplined, then guess who benefits from that? That's right. You do. And there's no one mean to self-discipline. There's many levels of self-discipline. And the reason why I've taken you the way I have taken you is because now I can start tying these ends together. Remember the show I did about programming? That's powerful, but it's alive. Is there someone in queue?
Hey, Brother Ross. How are you, sir?
All right, brother. I'm blessed, brother. Answer the conversation.
Absolutely, man. It's Thomas from New York. You know, as you always say, always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely.
I wanted to say, man, I posted something on BTR about discipline. It was a clip from Red Pill or Blue Pill, one of them. And they went as far as to show discipline I'm about to say Elijah Muhammad or Farrakhan. For holding on to that picture of him and Obama for 8 years, knowing that that would have damaged him, you know, would have ruined his chances of becoming president, you know, and would have been used against him, you know, in the next election. He would, you know, they would have used that against him. And it just to show the discipline he had to hold on to that for that time, even though Obama was even talking bad about him. He could have dropped that bombshell anytime he wanted to, but he held on to that. And that discipline, I think, is something that we lack for sure. If I had one thing I wish we could do is all of us start taking martial arts. You know, that's a great way to learn discipline, you know, to discipline your body, your mind, your soul, everything, to be at one with the forces. And most importantly, like you were saying, discipline. Those are two things that we need as a people, is discipline and a code that we live by, of ethics that we're not breaking. We're not going to ever be sold out. Like, in the discipline to keep that going. And that's what I wanted to add to the conversation. Also, I don't know, Brother Wise, I say it all the time, and I think I mean it, man. If they put me in charge, ooh, what I would do to these people. But I just want to say, we did this to these people for thousands of years. They were under us. We wasn't this inhumane, you know, but, you know, this is just history spinning around. And eventually we'll be back on top. And I'll be my line thinking.
Excellent content, brother. Now, I'm going to tell you, you moved us a little fast forward because I was going to get to the point about codes, but I can't take them there until they understand the path that we're on. But you have a very good point, and I did hear Mr. Farrakhan hold fast to that concept of what you speak about. So, yeah, we're on the same page. We're on the absolute same page. But thank you for your content, man. And look, feel free to answer the show at any given time. But getting back to what I was saying, and the brother is absolutely right, the discipline serves a purpose for that you are disciplined to. So if you're disciplined to the system benefits. But if you're disciplined to yourself, you benefit. Why do you benefit? See, you are inundated with so much negativity. This negativity is actually karma. Okay. This negative karma impresses and develops a negative aspect, okay, of your thinking, how you perceive things, how you answer things, how you talk, in every aspect of your life, you're being affected in a negative way, and it comes out that way, and that's how they know. That's how they know that they have everything under control. Look at TV. Look at radio. You see how they literally, everything is always to inundate us with negativity about ourselves. You very seldom, you see more black people on TV that are talking about crimes or talking about thefts or talking about murder, but very seldom do you get them on there where a doctor or a 14, matter of fact, a 10-year-old young lady, a sister, just graduated from college. You don't see that on TV. But for those of you on Facebook, it was already on there. I can't think of them offhand, but I'm trying to point out to you why you're constantly inundated like this. In every venture of thought, mental, physical, and spiritual, we elevate. That's why they kept us out of so many things for so long. Do you know, for a long time, there was no black tennis players. Now, when they talk about tennis, they talk about the Primo sisters, Primo Williams sisters. You look up and you watch tennis, now there's more and more black people involved in it. Let's do something wild. Let's go to gymnastics. Remember at one time, there were no black people on the gymnastic teams, and now they're winning everything? humdinger. Did you know that Africa and Jamaica have bobsled teams that are participating in the Winter Olympics this year? And this, like, there's a sister, a new up-and-coming new name who broke records in speed skating. See, I'm trying to get you to understand, when you step out of the trash and you come into your sanctuary, make you the priority. I'm at a stage right now where I don't turn on the TV. And if the TV is on in our house, you can't hear it. And it's a lot of times, if it's on, we got captures going across, so we have to be coming by and see a capture. And a lot of times, it's always news, something newsworthy. And half the time, we don't even read it that, because we understand how the news is inundated with, should I say, ventures of word plethora that means absolutely nothing. And a perfect example of that is this new budget. It's going to put us $2 trillion in debt, but we're already in the face of bankruptcy. So what is $2 trillion in debt? Hey, just print the money. Understand this, it will not go out of the country, so nobody else want it. But they understand that. They don't think you do, but they understand that. So let's get back to self, because I'm going to tell you something. We are very dirty vessels right now, because literally they're constantly bombarding us with prey. You can go out tomorrow, next thing you know, you're hit with something else. Right inside your environment. This is not limited to on a national scale. This is natural. This is national, state, and local. This is not only systematic. This is environmental. And we are the victims of all of this. Because why? Because we are the true vessels of growth. And if they keep us from growing, they can stay in control. And it's been working for them so long, but you know why it's not now? Because literally, we have broke the ceiling. What does that mean? That means that we have reached a point now where the information is so inundated that we can go out here and get something to service ourselves, take it home, and work on just us. Think about that for a minute. Because, see, when you become stronger, anybody that is observing you becomes stronger. Even if they don't know it. Why? Because they're looking at your development and they're saying to themselves, wow, I wonder what he's doing, or I wonder what she's doing. And when they open that door, which they will, you have to be sensitive enough to see where you were when you answer this person. Because when you see where you were, it's easier to help them move forward to where you are now, so that when they get to where you are now, you are further down. You see, we're building here. We're building a ladder, a value ladder. And we're creating the value from where we are by changing the mindset, by changing the dumping of materials in us and taking that dumped material out and replacing it with positive material. Now, a lot of you are probably saying, well, you know, how do you go about doing that? And you have to understand, it's not going to be an easy process. And the reason being is because it didn't come shortly, okay? When you study and teach and live according to your mind, you undergo a transformation at all levels. This transformation is called the purification. So often spoken of throughout the periods of time, people never seen it for what it was, because guess what? When they benefited by it, they just moved on. Well, you can do that. Think about it. This discipline of purifying the heart by living according to the teachings have been known for years. Look at the yogis. Look at the martial artists, like the brother just said. Look at the meditators. These people are constantly evolving because they're working on themselves. And you have to understand that even in the creation story, whatever you see that to be. It is a pro-life story. I want you to think about that for a minute, because everything that's going on around you is reflecting pro-death to you. And we've fallen victim into this cycle without realizing. Why wasn't we realizing? Because we were focused on how they wanted us to perceive it to be. But it does not have to be that way. You see, many people, they go to work and work into the system every day. And when they go home, as soon as they go in that door, they return back to their culture. They return back to their true self. See, what we do now in order to live in this system isn't truly who we are. But we can develop that. Right inside the system, their greatest fear under their nose. And listen, they have no reason to fear it. And then, let me repeat that. They have no reason to fear black people becoming more aware of their self-being unless they know something about that power that you don't know. Wake up, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you start inundating yourself with positive things, positive images, positive teachings, positive people, your surroundings change. The transformation is in full effect when you're surrounded by those people who are like-minded. But the transformation is in effect when you know what you're doing. See, a lot of people that get up one day and say, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to stop smoking. Next day when they get up, first thing they do is light a cigarette. Why? Because they forgot what they did yesterday. They forgot their so-called their self-evaluation of what they wanted to, because the next day brought on different concepts, different obstacles. So we got to put things around us to remind us of our transformation. Okay? We got to literally set the table before us in preparation for the journey that we are about to take on. So, I mean, a lot of people fail to realize the damage that these negative videos do to our children, to us, to our environment. And the sad part about it is that the TV's full of them. You know, nowadays they're showing, there's emails that come around on the media that you show acts, sexual acts, literally with children. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, the purpose behind that is to find out who did it. No, it wasn't. You know why? I'm explaining it to you. Because what your eyes see, it cannot erase. You think about that for a minute. Because that's a part of the self-image. Regardless of why or the reasoning behind it, there is always a purpose. We are dealing, as I said before, with the most horrific killers of all time. So do you think they're going to hesitate to kill your mind? Wake up, y'all. You see, that means that they're dumping something else into the vessel that you don't see as the trash it is, because you want to be compassionate. Listen, I understand your compassion, but I also understand the imprint of the past and how self-condemning it can become because you chose to view it when you had a choice not to. Take it. Listen, if you say it, that's fine. I don't need to see it. We are responsible for what goes in this vessel. Whether you have participated in the act or have viewed an act or know somebody who has done an act that literally you can imagine, you have been inundated with an image that you must carry until you can literally remove it. And that's why we must dump the trash and put in positive and magnify these positive images, thoughts, environments, anything that's going to plant a seed that will grow on a positive level in your mind. Because see, now we can take that a number of different places, but the reason why I want you to understand we got to plant it in our mind is because it, in order for it to take roots, we got to literally nurture it in our minds. You see, before I told you about the power of meditation, we can't do this without meditation. You know why? Because meditation can help an individual commute with his subconscious. And what you plant in your subconscious comes out in your conscious. So literally, everything that I have been bringing you forth on dealing with self plays a role in the reconstruction of the heart to its natural form and its natural purpose. And although a lot of you might sit back and say, you know what, I wish I'd have caught this show, I wish I'd have caught that show. Listen, start where you stand. That's one of my favorite statements. Start where you stand. Start with you. Put by 10 to 15 minutes every day to just sit and meditate on you. I told you I got an assignment for you tonight. So before the night's over, I'm going to give you an assignment that you can track your own spiritual growth with. And if you follow this assignment, you will see yourself develop. The reason why they don't want you to understand that is because then you know as a part of your testimony that it works. And they don't want you to think you can do anything that works. And here's the best part. They don't know nothing about it. Unless you speak about it, unless you tell them to do it. And they're going to, they're trying to every day. You know why? Because literally they know that there's a level that they, of a psychosomatic spirituality, they will never be able to tap into. But they can try. The reason why they can try is because they believe they're the people of breakthroughs. That's why they see themselves as gods, and they put that dollar bill out there so that they can control all of those people scrapping for that dollar bill. They know exactly what they're doing. We got to stop trying to fight them. We got to stop trying to fight them, because fighting is what they do. We have to work on us. And when we start working on us, you will see that light that they talk about. You know, you heard the concept. Go into the light. Go to the light. But here's what they're not telling you. You are the light. This is Brother Davis. We're on the Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping y'all are getting all of this, because I'm going to tell you something. The plan is in full effect. You are on the list for extinction. Oh, they're not going to tell you that. But you know why? They're not going to tell you that. Because they're self-destructive. Oh, yeah. They're self-destructive. You can't be negative in your handling of life and not be victimized by that same negativity in life. Now, they found ways to sustain themselves as best they can or prolong the inevitable, but it's still inevitable. You know, you've heard them talk about freezing themselves and then waking up when technology reaches a point where it can refreeze the body and everything comes back. No, don't work like that. The body's not designed that way. The so-called human body is not designed that way. And there's a reason for that, which I'll tell you as we get down this road. And they know it, but they think that they can come up with some solution, because, you know, they think they are gods. They don't want to tell you what you are, but they think they are gods. But remember now, before we go to commercial, I want you to think about this during the commercial. If man was created in the image of God, which all religions and spirituality confess to, don't forget you were chosen first. You have been here longer than anybody else. You have the closest connection than anybody else. And if a drop of water is a part of a great ocean, just because it is separated from that ocean, does that mean it's not an ocean? Or does that mean that it's entered a cycle to return it to the ocean? This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're ready to come up on a break, y'all. I want to take a time here to give a reiteration about Black Talk Radio, because Black Talk Radio has become a tool not only in the black community, but in our minds. Those of you who come to this channel at any given time of the day are being edified with something or tools that you could use not only in your life, but in the community in which you live. And these tools are being given to you for one reason and one reason only: the betterment of our circumstance. And if you could see that, and you could see it working in your life, I hope you could see to go ahead and make a contribution to Black Talk Radio, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not telling you to do something I don't do myself. It's your Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Now keep your pencils and pieces of paper closed, because remember, the homework assignment is all about you. And if you take the assignment and you follow according to the assignment, you will see a growth that is going to be a powerful seed. And then you will see the proliferation of a person on a path that is growing in every way. Because now you have unleashed your true spiritual nature. Oh, by the way, that's your birthright. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're getting ready to go to the commercial. We'll be right back. Be by your phones. Have your pencils and piece of paper ready. Call me. Let's have a monologue instead of a dialogue. Because this is Wise Wednesday.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters. You know, when you go to work every day and you put on that persona, yeah, that persona that you fit in, that persona that you're ready to do whatever the task or the assignments are before you at work. Well, see, that persona can be a powerful, powerful connection to you and the so-called Westernism. And we don't want you to change your persona. That's why I'm pointing it out to you. But we want you to understand the importance of taking it off when you get into your cultural environment. You see, some people fail to realize that the persona is inundating. Oh, the system knows it. The persona can actually be a drug. And literally, people get so caught up in fitting in so well, they forget that they are not a part of. And when they least expect it, somebody slaps them with some truth. You know what I mean? What do I mean? Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. For those of you who watch Roots, should know the concept, person, character of Chicken George, played by Ben Vereen. Well, Ben Vereen, he used to coach for, should I say, he used to train chickens to fight. And he got so good at it that they came over from England and picked him up in America, took him, bought him as a slave, took him to England so he can do this, and he got his papers to be free. So after he got his papers to be free and he made this good amount of money over there, he came back because he wanted to take, get his wife. And he was in the tech, he was in one of those towns in the South, okay? And these white guys approached him. He said, look, you do this, you do that. He said, wait a minute. He said, I'm a free man. He said, I'm not a slave. And he said this very proudly. And literally, they looked at him and said, let me see your papers. And he pulled out his papers and he gave them to him. And they looked at him and they said, you know what? That's right. We got us a free one here. And the guy looked and pulled his paper back up and threw it at him and said, yeah, those papers say you free, but when I see you. And you know what he said. See, that is the reality of the check. Of people getting so caught up in their persona of what they're trying to project in that work environment. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to get caught up in that, because that literally can help break down everything you build. Because see, people, some people carry traumatic circumstances like that with them, and that becomes a hindrance in what they're doing. And we don't want anything to hinder the process. So you must control that image to the degree that they don't understand the sign that's beneath it, okay? And we have to understand that if we don't identify that, it can become a self problem. And we don't want a self problem. Why? Because when we get caught up with self problems, we fail to realize that it's an obstacle to us achieving what we're trying to do. It stands in the way of things. And what we're trying to do, literally, is move ourselves from where they see us to their divine level. See, when you get to the divine level of self-image, they see the light from you, cast by you. And understand this, you ain't doing it to hurt nobody. And I keep putting that out to you because you have to understand that if you think negatively, then you just carrying the poison with you. You can't take no poison where we're going. You know why? Because you take away from your power. We need you in full effect. And if you want to be in full effect, this is a simple process. But you got to be consistent. You've got to have self-discipline. And the reason why you got to have self-discipline is because as you begin to see the transformation in your life, which you will, you're going to want a greater transformation and a greater transformation. And before you know it, guess what? It becomes inseparable between what you're doing and the character you are. Understand that. Perfect word. And the reason why it becomes inseparable is because then that is who you are becoming. That's why it's called transformation. All of the religions of the world talk about transformation, but they're not bringing transformation to you because they don't want you to evolve. If you evolve, then you lose the group. You leave the group. You understand what I'm saying? So let's look at our circumstances from where we are and where we want to go. And, excuse me. And we also want to have an understanding of the conflict and what is contrary along the way. Because when we do, we begin to be able to prepare ourselves that when those obstacles come, we can meet them head on. And they're going to come. You're going to come, believe me. And look, I get up every day and I meditate. And guess what? Some days are harder than others. But I know what I'm doing. I see the result. When I study, sometimes I fall asleep reading. Because I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I have such a godlike frame of mind. I have to move my body to the level in which I could use the tools that are at his will. Because they will be at my will. We can't give a loaded weapon to someone who is unknowledgeable. Oh, they'll just kill themselves. This is what self-discipline does. It gives you the ability to be knowledgeable. And you have to understand, you begin to live a philosophy of helping others in a humanistic way. Let me repeat that. You will be giving a philosophy to help others in a humanistic way, because they can do the same thing you do. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're not going to stay one place. And let me clear that up. The reason why you're not going to stay one place is because as you start this process and you see yourself evolve, you're going to seek out things that are going to help you really embrace this evolution that you're going through. then you might even stumble over some of the things that literally are going to rush that process. Now, why do I say that? I say that because there is nothing on earth that can perpetuate you through every dimension of time and space like meditation. Let me repeat that. There is nothing on this earth that can perpetuate you through every dimension of time and space like meditation. So therefore, you can meditate on a level that takes you to your solution. I know some of you are sitting back saying, what? Absolutely. Because you have prepared yourself, because you have been disciplined, because you have been aching to grow, the cosmology of the universe will tap into you. Why? Because it is one of the powers at your disposal. Now, I know some of y'all are probably saying, what? That's right. You see, because of the oneness law of the universe, we are all connected. But Westernism does not teach you how to tap into the oneness of the union. Where you would be going is not forward into the technological concepts of Westernism, but you would be going reverse into the foundation of the cosmological growth of your spiritual self. And that is real deep. And some of you may not want to go that far, and that's fine. Because in every group, every organization, in every people, there are people with specialties. Some people, literally, they're farmers. They love to take a seed and put it in the ground and nurture that seed and keep a log on that seed. And they see the development of that seed. And they take the temperature of the soil. They take the temperature of the day. They talk about how much water that seed required. They're dialoguing the growth. Are y'all getting this? And the reason why they're dialoguing the growth is because that's what they do. Then there's the people who literally are organizers. They're looking at the law. They're seeing how the law bears witness in the society so that society will find what is called peace and harmony. You see, this is how we are supposed to live. We did that way for 6,000 years. Then the world still functioned. But when we traveled to other countries, and you've heard me say this before, we didn't travel to other countries to knock on their door with guns in our hands. We would approach another country. We would sit offshore till we were sure they knew we were there. Then we would send a small group in, and we would lay our wares of trade, just a sample, on the ground, and then we would go back to our group so that the people in that land could come out and examine the wares and the things that they liked and the things that they didn't like. But you know what they would do? They would bring out their wares, and they would set them on the ground, and they would go back at a distance and watch as people came back to the shore and looked at their wares to see what they liked and what they didn't like. And these two small parties of people would converse. And in their conversion, they begin to realize that they were not a threat to each other. So now it becomes, well, how much of this do you have? How much of that do you have? Can we do trade with this? Can we do trade with that? So you see, this was called harmony and balance. There was no one to be afraid of someone else. That changed when the Europeans got involved in this process. That changed when aggression began to take a greater role in this process. So I don't want you to think for 1 minute, I'm giving you something that isn't proving itself over millennia. Everything that I'm giving you today is from the research that I have done and the research that other people have done and people far down before them have done to prove itself conclusive. We have strayed so far away from what we should be that we have to look in the mirror at what we have become. And when I look in the mirror at what I've become, I see where I'm going. You know why? I like the person I am, but I like where I want to go enough to be obedient to get there. And even if I don't get there in my lifetime, my children and my grandchildren see what I'm doing. And they may not understand it at their young age, but as they begin to age, they'll begin to realize this is why. My literature lays around and they can pick it up and say, wow, this is why. My library takes me into every area of mental, physical, and spiritual, the adaptment, the understanding of image and why the image plays such a powerful role. They will say, this is why. And then they will take a role. Is there someone in queue? It is important that first we identify ourselves where we are. It is important that we begin to realize that this isn't the circumstance we are in. It's not who we are. It's just the circumstance we are in. And we are not going to stay here. Because as evolution goes on, there's a lot of things going on out there that they don't want you to know about. Perfect example is the opioid crisis. Do you realize why you hear so much about it? You hear so much about it because they are dying. Think about that. A lot of black people are dying too. Don't get me wrong. You know why? Because they bought into the concept of what I call self-destruction. And you see, you got bad habits. Now, understand, I'm going to break this down for you. The physical body is the temple in which the spirit resides in. You would want the temple to be at its highest form at all times so that your spirit is inundated in a place where you can literally not only share in your growth of having it in you, but you want to keep the structure so you can have it as long as you can. Westernism teaches you that that structure, oh, that'll last. That's it. I'll tell you how long. Oh, it can endure. That's it. Can I tell you how long? You know why? Because the next thing out the mouth and say, hey, let's smoke a peace pipe. We friends. Once you start smoking that pipe, you're smoking something that can become a habit. And that habit can literally destroy the temple. They're doing it with food now. Oh. And you have to understand that when you literally partake of this, it starts a process. You heard of it all. You heard of it all with diabetes, high blood pressure, leaky gut syndrome. They got this stuff now, genetically modified organisms. They don't know what it's going to do to your system, and they don't care. They're trying to convince you that it's good for you. But yet, you know what? Opioids is hand over foot, and it's a pharmaceutical. Most of the opioids that literally destroy people are pharmaceuticals. Now, there is heroin out there, and there is meth that's out there. But you have to understand, the biggest problem is painkillers. They're not going to tell you that, but I don't mind telling you. Because if you're on a painkiller, well, you have an opportunity here to be able to make change. And a lot of times people don't want to deal with the direct result of a change. But that change you might have to give up eating meat. You might have to give up eating certain foods and eat foods that are more conducive to good health. But these changes will give health back to your body. Because when your body is sick, it's only out of balance. Let me repeat that. When your body is sick, it is only out of balance. It may not be getting enough minerals and nutrients. It may not be getting the right minerals and nutrients. It might be just being inundated with the byproducts of what you eat. See, a lot of people say, well, you know what, it's hard for me. I can't give up my steak. Well, let me tell you what happens. My wife was saying also because we live in a microwave world, people don't want to take the time to heal.
They want that quick fix.
So they take them painkillers to relieve the pain, but it doesn't solve the problems. But now, you also have to understand this, that we fall for the stories. Oh, yeah, meat. But they don't tell you that meat, literally, once it's in your system, it isn't designed. Your system isn't designed for the daily consumption of meat. See, meat is a natural food of carnivores. And their system is designed for that because they have small systems. What do? They tear their food, they bite it in chunks, they get it in the system. These acids are so powerful that literally it dissolves the food, the meat down. And if that process might take an animal that is a carnivore a day and a half. We are not carnivores. Now, if nobody explained this to you, I don't mind telling you. When you look it up for yourself, Miss Davis, you ain't get all this. But you can look this up for yourself. When you eat meat, there has been meat found in people's digestive systems that have been there for 5 and 10 years. Why? Because the acids in your body are not strong enough to literally break the meat down to the degree that the enzymes in the meat can be absorbed by the system. But see, here's another catch, don't know. The enzymes that are breaking down that are absorbed by the systems still condemn the system because the enzymes in the meat literally strangle the blood vessels. So therefore, the enzymes get in there and they don't know what to do. It's an unnatural environment and they do what they do. And what they do is connect to be as strong a hold to each other as possible. Okay? Now, they don't realize what they're doing is stopping the natural process of the blood vessel of expanding and contracting, expanding and contracting. But the blood vessel only knows that now it cannot expand like it used to. So it's sending an alarm into the system. And the system is saying, well, we need to do this. We need to do that according to the internal operation of the autoimmune system. There it is. But outside, the person is thinking, oh, wow, I don't feel good. So he goes to a doctor who has a synthetic chemical that puts it into a system that makes him feel better, but it doesn't eliminate the problem. So the imbalance becomes perpetual. And eventually, when you get enough of that there synthetic stuff in your system, you die. This isn't brain surgery. This is a lesson that you can literally utilize in your life. For those of you who feel you can't give up meat, I'm not telling you to give up meat. That's your decision. You know why? Because I make decisions for me. You make decisions for you. But I would suggest just that you cut back. Because if you don't cut back, ultimately, the results are going to be the same. Sadly enough, a lot of people feel like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. And a lot of them are no longer here. We can do something about that. But we have to be able to take steps that are necessary for us to move forward. And listen, these are only a few of the things. There is a plethora of destruction going on out there. Absolutely. You heard about the water? Oh, yeah. Now, the weather's been coming just as destructive. See, and now we don't know if it's natural or if it's by design. This is crazy. I'm telling you, I don't laugh about it because in reality, I know that in a spiritual mode, you can only transform. Even when your temple has been depleted to the point where it no longer works, in the time and space continuum, you are energy, so you will transform. But see, here's the thing, if you don't learn in the training ground, and that's where you are now, you're in time space, you are a spirit in the training ground. Why? Because if you learn how to live in these circumstances down here as a spirit, when you transform, you are either going to come back to repeat this lesson or until you learn the lesson, or you'll move on. If you grow to the level of which your spirit has been able to rise above and be a positive result on humanity, it is said that you will not return. You will become aligned with the sages of time, and you will listen to the echoes of time and space so that you may answer them. You see how cosmology keeps us in a cycle. Everybody is entitled to tap into that cycle, but you have to elevate yourself to grow to be a part of. And when you do that, you'll find that regardless of what goes on around you, if it has not a direct connection to you, you don't have to worry about it. Hola. And the reason why you don't have to worry about it is because what can you do about it? Here and they're telling you that literally the country's in bankruptcy, but they're going to pass a budget that's going to put $2 trillion more in debt. So what can you do about it? Then don't. Do something about you. Okay? Now here's the best part. That's what you can do. You can do that. And they know that, but guess what? They don't think you will. They don't think that you have the intestinal fortitude to make the changes in your life to make your life better or to rise above the circumstances around you. This so-called era of Westernism is nothing but a total state of agitation. And if you go out in the world and you're in a city, you are bombarded with sounds, sight, and effects that hits you immediately. That is why Westernism is what it is. But you know what they say? Oh, this is modernization. This modernization for you? Are you being made better by being in those environments that are inundating you so much that you can't even focus on you? No. No, you're not. But as long as you are looking at the Super Bowl, you won't see what's happening behind closed doors. You won't see them enforcing the signing of treaties that are going to send your sons and daughters to war. Because some people feel that it's better that your daughter or your son sacrifices their life so that they can make money. I know that sounds kind of gruesome, don't it? But truth is a powerful tool. And when you start dealing with truth, you begin to realize there's nothing to run from. Truth always works to the advantage of the person who wants to walk truth. And that's why Westernism has been so deceptive, and the deception is acceptable. Think about that for a while. Once again, it is your choice, and when you choose wisely, because in reality we have nobody is going to take our place. Nobody wants to take your place. You know why? Most people think that literally they would hate to be black. Some black people would hate to be black. I don't think that's oxymoron, but I mean, this is just truth. Once again, we're ready to come up on a break. And I'm hoping, really, that you are grasping everything that we give you. Because I'm going to tell you something. The stuff that I'm giving you tonight, you ain't going to hear nowhere else. And wherever else you hear about it, it's going to be in closed doors. It ain't going to be on the airwaves like this. This isn't on the public airway, but everybody listening is going out their way to find this information. And I'm going to tell you something. They're listening because, you know why? It's Black Talk Radio. They want you to be the radical radio channel. All we talk about is killing white people. Listen. White death is not going to change our circumstance if our mind is locked into the time and space continuum of degradation. And that's where it's at right now. But now I'm going to give you some keys. And remember now, these keys are only good if you use them. Because whether you do or not, I am. And everybody who's going to be in my environment is going to know it or know about them. You know why? Because when you start to doing things and other people start seeing the change, they want a part of that. I don't want to look. I'm not trying to hold a commodity on this because, believe me, I know that somebody in my earshot right now who's listening to me has the ability to transform. And if they do, that's only better for the purpose. It's only about the purpose. Why? Because if you become better, you evolve to a higher level of life. And even if it doesn't change immediately in your environment, the change is coming. And that's what we have to work on. Then we can move on to codes in which we can establish, like the brother was telling you earlier, establishing a code that there's certain things that we just do not do. And the reason why we can't do that now is because, guess what? Too many people are hung up on the power of the dollar, even though the dollar's about to bottom out big time. But they can be controlled by that. I mean, we see it every day. Somebody else sell out for money. Why? Because it's a temporary fix. Well, they may regret it later, but in taking it at that time, it was crucial. And it set us back. For some reason or another, a lot of people don't want to remember that, but we cannot forget the mistakes that we made along the way, because when we do, we are condemned to repeat them. So, I don't want you to think for 1 minute just because you're full of a whole bunch of crap, and as soon as you turn on your radio, you hear somebody talking about, shake your booty. Because guess what? Until you attack that radio channel and tell them you're tired of hearing them call women out of their names and always talking about them and in a dark, derogatory way, you're going to continue to do that. You know why? Because they are paid to do that. Even if they don't want to, they are paid to do that. Once again, the power of that dollar comes into play. And it has no real power. We've said that several times. So, after this break, and listen, I've been trying to hopefully somebody will call in. But after this break, we're going to talk about what we can do on a daily basis as individuals to put this to the test. How you can examine God's growth in your life. Should I say examine the Creator's growth? Because people think that God only means one thing, but it doesn't. And the reason why I say it doesn't, because God is an English word. It can mean God daughter, it can be God daughter, it can be dogma. But either way it goes, I'm trying to put it out there so we can grow beyond our circumstance. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. After the break, we're going to come back with some solidifying facts that you could use at home. And we'll be right back on the Wise Wednesday.
Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Let's get right to the meat of this, okay? Emotion. A fundamental principle of spirituality is that the well-being of the mind, body, and the life force depends upon emotion. Why? Because your emotions are not natural. Some of y'all ready to fight. your emotions are not natural, because guess what? If you think something negative and that becomes your focus, then something negative always happens. But if you think on something positive, and that's the focus of your emotion, then something positive always happens. See, remember before, your thought is how your energies are directed. Now, that is the first lesson of a God. You want me to repeat it? I don't mind. Your thoughts direct your energy. So if you allow emotions to tap into your thoughts, then you allow emotions to control. You must maintain control. Test yourself. If you think of something negative, and something negative eventually will happen because you stir the forces of your energy to work on that negative thing in the manner of which your thought process goes. If you think of something positive will happen because your energies are working on the process of bringing that positive thing to fruition. Now, let me give you some examples, okay? Say you got $100,000, and you're walking down the street, and somebody walks up on you and say, look, this is a robbery. Give me your money. And you know you got $100,000. And your mind is saying, I want to give my money away. But in reality, this person got a gun. I could kill you. So right away, your mind is saying, I want to give my $100,000 away. But your conscious logic says to you, money ain't worth dying for, buddy. If that's what it's going to cause, you leave you go, leave me go, that's fine. Okay? So that's what you do. You give your money away and the guy leaves. Now, a negative thought is, I got my money and stole it from me. You ain't going to like that. That's true. But a positive thought is, easy come, easy go, but I'm still here. So I'm stepping up to the next level. Now, of course, you're going to go through the process of reporting and that sort of thing, but just the concept of the thought is how you arrange the cosmology to work for your favor. So, the master key to emotional control, a simple truth like this, has eluded mankind for thousands of years. Because mankind is basically an animal. And animals live to survive, so deception is acceptable. But we are born animals. We don't just stay animals. That's why we have the ability to evolve to a higher self. And when we take that time to develop that ability, we can reach a state of divinity in which we are not only been the example, but we represent the results. So I gave you that little tidbit on the side there. Now the reason being is because I want you to understand. Everything depends on you. Okay? So even when you talk about the spirit, everybody knows what it does and what it does not do. To point it out is a doer in the being. So what is a doer in the being? That's somebody who's applying this process. They're applying it because they're doing it. Y'all getting this? You can talk about it all day long. Oh yeah, Brother Bears gave us some good tools that we thought we'd change ourselves with. But if you don't operate in those tools, you will change nothing. All you do is continue to talk. But if we really get serious about it, just things we can do. So, for those of you who got your pencils and piece of papers ready, you got to make a list of all the emotions that you're prone to. If you're prone to anger, make a list of it. If you're prone to argument, make a list of it. If you're prone to get upset behind something, make a list of it. Note it, okay? And then, take notes of any emotions that are associated with the goals that you have set. So what does that mean? You got to set some goals. What are your goals? Write them down. You see, this is an assignment to help you understand your power and then develop it. See, that's why emotions are bought into this play of this. Because emotions can take over your thought process if you allow it to. And that's why this system today always says, oh, they're emotional. They sure are emotional. You know why they say that? Because our churches coming with song and dance, more or less, and their churches are sitting quiet pews. We greet each other with joy. We embrace. They sit back and they shake each other's hand. Hi to Mrs. She's right beside me. Don't take my word for it. Go to them places, you'll see it. I'm going to tell you what me and my wife did. This is a death tidbit, all right? Years ago, when we were into the church, we were into the Church of Christ. We went and we left a black church because this church is going through so many things. It was non-denominational. It was going through a lot of different things and a lot of underhanded stuff was going on. We went to this white church. Another black couple came over about maybe 2 weeks later. Well, when that black couple came in, actually everybody in there was watching them. Well, I walked up to them because we knew them. We embraced and we hugged and we stood there right in front of the church. Well, at the back door, but you know, everybody's looking around. And they watched us. They watched us embrace each other. They watched the brother embrace my wife. I embraced his wife. We talked to the children. And this struck them. It struck them so much that they spoke about it in a sermon about a month later. We didn't even know. See, so you never know the power of what you're reflecting when you interact with those people who literally are the same substance. Now, we evolved beyond that, but I want to give you that tidbit so that you'll know that when you go out to these places, you look and see how they greet themselves. You're going to see and notice, you notice the difference right away, because guess what? A lot of things about us carry through our people. So when we greet each other, we embrace, we hug, we smile, we talk, we got some things to exchange between us. That doesn't happen in a lot of the places. Don't do your own diligence to find out yourself. Okay, so in this assignment, remember now, I said that you take and make your rate notes of all the emotional transitions that you go through. Make, also put on there your goals and see how they affect your goals. Does it give them you think you're going to reach a state in which you worry a lot or you have fear that you may not be successful? Or do you tend to get angry about obstacles that may set you back and so on? See, this is why it's important to make a list. Because then you begin to evaluate. Now, I'm trying to show you how to really see yourself truly. And the reason being is because everybody likes to put on a little bit of makeup. I'm trying to show you how to see yourself without your makeup, okay? And then, when you put your goals together, you want to make note to see if that you pay a special attention to how your vitality feels, or how it makes you feel when you indulge in some positive things, and how things are moving, and what is your emotional state? How does that affect you? And the reason why we keep going back to emotion is because there are going to be times in which you're going to want to strike out, and if you can't control your emotions, you may strike out and cut off the very thing that stops you from reaching your goal. So do not keep stuff in your head. Write it down. So you got to keep it in your head. You don't forget about it, okay? Make a note to special attention to alterations to your physical or your mental performance during or after any emotional bout. Write the information down. Because this is how you see yourself clearly. And listen, just try it for a week. Okay? What do you got to lose? Are you seeking to achieve peace through security that is an attained goal that you can offer? Is it money or career goal, for example? And this is a trap to place us to security outside of you. Your security can only be guaranteed by your spirit. If you have framed your success goals in a fashion and then they become difficult along the way, many of that difficulty will elicit fear, it will elicit worry, and it can torpedo your success efforts or derange your life force. Why? Because you are allowing those things to be affected by your emotions. Now, you see, I keep coming back to emotions because, see, we have to point out, first of all, who's in control. Is it you or is it your emotions? Are you in the habit of affirming that you are especially limited in your ability to know and to achieve your goals? That means that you sabotage yourself. Are you in the habit of affirming that men are emotional by nature? You see, these are the things you got to point out, because once you begin to understand that, you can see where you look, where you stand. And what are your responses? Are you in the habit of affirming that you cannot overcome certain emotions? So, talk about basic lessons. So don't forget, get a pencil, piece of paper, sit down with your list, and write all of the goals you want to achieve in, let's say, the next 2 weeks. All right? And then write on the other side of the paper anything that may hinder you, and if that will cause an emotional reaction. Now, the reason why we work on emotion first is because that is what will hinder you in the next level. Think about it. If you get emotional, do you think you're going to meditate every day or every other day or whenever you can? Just think about it. Because literally, if we can control our emotions, we start to take back from the very people trying to kill us. What they say is our weakness. You can't say that when you're talking to somebody with an illicit mind, who knows that you're looking for an opportunity to say or misinterpret what they're trying to say because of slang or body language. But that's what they do. Now, this is a simple lesson. I don't want you to get too inundated with it, but do it every day for at least a week or two. And then evaluate yourself. You see, this isn't about nobody else but yourself. And if we want to be successful in our growth process, we got to know ourselves. Some people will give you the niceties. Oh, the world is wonderful because the sky is blue and the sun is out, and I feel the gentle breeze on my face. And may the Spirit walk with you today. It means nothing. They're words. They're nice words. But when you walk out that door and you've had some time to meditate on your day, what you want to achieve today, and you come home at the end of the day and you sit down and you look at your paper of your goals, write down, understand, write down the transitions, the obstacles, the emotional state. And the reason why you write it down is so that when you come back, you can see what happened and how you reacted, what your frame of mind was. And you begin to grow. See, this is a basic process, and I'm going to tell you why that I chose the basic process. Because you can use this in every area of your life. And it's worked for me. And the reason why it's worked for me is because I put little things around to remind me, little notes. Little notes says things like, you're accountable. I have a note over here that says, It's no one's turn but your turn. And I got one up here that says Black Talk Radio. You have to understand, I got things around me that talk about success. I have things around me that reflect power in my life. I'm going to tell you, I got honey from the farm in front of me to remind me this is where we're going. This is our focus. My wife says we got the honey that says be spectacular. Behind me I have a plethora of books. A plethora of books, because literally when I'm sitting down, if I'm in a mood where I just want to do some general reading, I got books to just give me general knowledge on what's going on. I got a book here called The Capitalist Papers, and that talks about how the economy is transforming and the tools and the tricks that they're using. How the technologies that they're using today are more powerful and more inundating than what they were using 10 years ago. Okay? I got books to tell me about, I'm looking at Powernomics here by Dr. Claude Anderson, Organic Gardening. I got books here, Dr. Africa's Holistic Health, the Metanetra, the wind and the wild, between heaven and earth. You see, between heaven and earth is actually a Chinese herbalist book that teaches you about the herbs that treats certain diseases and certain illnesses. You see, what I want you to understand is that you are the vessel. You are the heart. And in order for the heart to work, you're going to have to put the right things in. Don't get carried away with all of the dumping that Westernism has done to your system. Because there are people who think that they're not, but they're worse off. Do you realize to go to college nowadays for 4 years on average costs you anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000? And a lot of people graduate looking for jobs, ain't got no job, and they still got that debt on them. Do you realize the greatest debt in America today is college debt? You see, they know exactly what they're doing. So you pay to get into a system that they make you join. In most cases, they try to coerce you to join the sorority or fraternity. You know why? Because that's their connection. How many sororities or fraternities do the same things that the world does? They're working into a system, making big money, but the system don't never change. Then there's the people who are serious about making changes in the system. What do? They get them out. They don't want change. They don't want you to feel good about yourself. This is why it's your responsibility. And believe me, yes, there's someone in queue. Believe me, if you don't change, they would love that. They would love that. You know, it's interesting that now they're even inundating old laws. They had the law back in the 60s or early 60s or maybe late 50s called COINTELPRO, in which they targeted black leaders in America, literally targeted. They just reinitiated that same law under the guise of black identity terrorism or black identity conspiracy, but it's the same thing in the new era. And everything that they use to justify this law has to do with what happened in the 60s. But I'm trying to put this out to you because literally the system does not want you to evolve, because you evolved and means that you have actually reached a point in which they don't know what you're doing. And this is why we must return. Return to what we can control. Return in the manner in which we're not advertising it. We're not hiding it either. You see, that's what they do. You can see that in the politics. How many elections have been stolen from one person or another in the last 4 or 5 elections? They've already told you the system don't work, but they want you to invest in the system. But you decide to do it, your business, don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, invest in you. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying take your time. Put that 15 or 20 minutes in you every day. Then add another 5 or 10 minutes to meditate. Because when you start doing these things, then all of a sudden your due diligence expands. Since certain things you just won't eat no more. Why won't you eat them anymore? Because you begin to realize how damaging they are to your system. My brothers and sisters, I've given you the lesson of Wise Wednesdays by Brother Davis here. This is an act of love. Me and my wife share our time preparing. When she does her shows, she goes with a certain content, and I come with a certain content. I want you to know I appreciate you giving us the time to allow us to come into your homes. And I want you to understand the sombers that you hear me speaking in, because believe me, I want you to take on this assignment. I want you to see the results. I want you to evaluate yourself every day, because as you begin to grow, I want you to share your experience. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and we have reached the end of Wise Wednesday. So those of you who have any questions you want to add or you want to give me a call about, my email address is blessedrdavis@aol.com, and I'll try to answer it or point you in the right direction, because in reality, we are all in the same boat. build on ourselves and then with each other. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Brother Scotty, back to you.
All right, thank you, Brother Davis, as we get ready to wrap up and go into New Abolitionist Radio. Check out Tando Radio every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.